Yes, welcome back to another Tiara Tuesdays. It is your favorite Scarlet Tiara, and I'm so excited to welcome you back to the mid-season finale today. As we all know, I am pregnant with child. I am almost 33 weeks. My midwife and therapist has advised me to lessen my load. Therefore, I need to take a break from Tiara Tuesdays. As you guys all know, I'm an avid writer working on a 3-book deal. That is priority to me. I really love to speak, but writing is my passion. I believe that I went through what I went through to share my story with the world and to motivate other young girls like myself that they too can do it, that it's possible. So we are going to have a mid-season break, but not to worry. I will be back in the spring for the rest of this season. It's just kind of like your favorite show, basically. How your favorite show takes a break. Well, Tiara Tuesdays is going to take a break too. Before we get into today's episode, which will be an extensive recap of some of the controversial issues that I've discussed this season, of course, I'm going to share with you Today in Black History. Today in Black History, that is October 19th, 1960, Martin Luther King Jr. was arrested in Atlanta for participating in a sit-in, and he was ordered to serve 4 months in Georgia State Prison for violating a probated traffic sentence that he was facing at the time. But just like me, Martin Luther King had something to prove. Just think how differently the world would be if he had given up, if he had let this 4 months in jail, and he spent a lot of time in jail actually fighting for equality. Just think if he were to let those times discourage him, how differently our world would be today. If you haven't already, check out season 1, episode 17, Remembering Martin Luther King Jr., as I remind you of all his commitments that he made to better our history. All right, we're going to take our first song break, and then we will be back right after this.
Tryna have babies right now, so we fuck with a rubber, but I got a raw bitch. Know this money bring Evie, you probably won't beat me, but bro, we can't be about no small shit. Overseas got a crowd doing my spit. Can't believe that I'm still in apartments. Businessman went and got me in office. Million dollar deals, I get them often. Me and Dollar was serving on Spawn Street. All legit, he gon' stay with the chopstick. I got raw, that shit made me a monster. Evie, she noticed my sister, my mama's. Now they houses as big as they want them. I didn't run up no motherfucking commas. Look at Lil Dumb. Living like we in a race, I might come in first and second, but I won't ever be last. Lately, I've been in my bag, but told me don't take my foot off the gas. They give you an inch, gonna take you a mile. I'ma shoot by myself like a technical foul. City to city, got girls going wild, and I reach for my chain when I jump in the crowd. Now, most solo out of squad. We finally made it, let's pop us a bottle. I took the lead and let everyone follow.
All right, I know you guys are like, what, a song break already? But yes, I gotta get in my songs on this mid-season finale break, guys. All right, this season I have discussed various controversial issues regarding relationships and just different parenting styles. I dug deep into interpersonal relationships like friendships, romantic relationships, family relationships, toxic relationships versus affirming ones, just to show you the nature in which certain relationship dynamics can have permanent effects on you. The most important conversation I believe I had this season so far was the continuous conversation I had on the mother and daughter dynamic. As a soon-to-be mother that's going to have a daughter, I think that this relationship is extremely important. As a mother, you are the first friend that your child makes. You are their first impression on what a friend is, what a person is, and just their overall example in life. And I think oftentimes people don't realize how chaotic and disruptive it can be if you have a tumultuous relationship with your mother, like I have with mine. One of my favorite episodes of this season so far was episode 7, Permanent Effects of Childhood Trauma, which featured my older sister, Nini. And I just really liked recording this episode because I feel like it allowed us to really get candid. It allowed us to really get some things off our chest that maybe we've been harboring and that we buried deep inside of us since we were a child. And that it was with that discussion that we got to open up. And you heard it live. Also, as I'm writing my autobiography, I even learned some new insights in that conversation that's going to help me paint a better picture for my audience in my first book. So I really enjoyed having that conversation with her. I think that a lot of people really benefited from that conversation as well, because a lot of people bury their family issues and just kind of go on with them instead of discussing them and having some resolve, which is, I think that's going to be the solution that is needed in my own mother and daughter dynamic. But I'm not sure if we'll ever get there. Definitely doesn't seem like it's in the near future, because we would need to have a conversation in which my grandma would even need to participate on it, because I need to understand the level of my mother's own childhood. I need to understand the level of the things that she went through, because my grandmother is like, oh, she didn't go through anything. Like, she had a great childhood, but something along the line must have happened. I'd love to have that conversation and then have the conversation with my mom on how she and still has been a piss poor mother. Because if you don't lay all these issues on the table, then they continue to fester. Festering thoughts are really negative and are bad for our mind. So that's my solution. Will we ever get there? Only God will know. Another controversial topic that I discussed this season so far, that had a lot of mixed reviews, was episode 10, Pregnant Women Who Smoke Marijuana, which featured mother and cannabis consumer and dispensary worker Sally. I felt like recording this episode was imperative. As a pregnant mother who smokes marijuana, I feel just constantly judged by society. I will go to like this nearby gas station by my house and purchase some backwoods. Yes, backwoods. I know people are upset about this, but that's what I'm saying. You can't, there's like almost, if you don't have a psychologist, there's almost nobody you can really be candid with. Like, oh my God, you're smoking marijuana in backwoods and you're pregnant. Like, yes, yes, I am. And the gas station attendant, I feel like so judged by her when I go there, you know, to purchase these backwoods. I feel so judged when I go into the dispensary and purchase marijuana. That's why I really like that Sally shared how being pregnant and working in the dispensary as a pregnant woman, it was really helpful to other pregnant women who come in there. Like, they don't feel as judged. Like, they want to go right to her because they feel like, oh, you're pregnant. I'm pregnant. You can offer me the best solutions, which isn't always THC. It could be CBD or topical, like Sally discussed. But personally, I just feel like the only person that I can truly be candid with about this pregnancy is my psychologist. And I think that that really sucks. I feel that as a pregnant woman, we should have more than psychologists and therapists that we can turn to, that we should be able to be honest with our close friends and our close family members without feeling like we're going to receive some sort of judgment. So that's really important. If you learned nothing from the episode, please learn to judge pregnant women a little less if they partake in marijuana. And maybe me and Sally did not get to discuss this, but maybe they partake in some other things as well, which I'd love to talk about when we come back this season. Pregnant women who consume alcohol, if I do say so myself, and the effects that that has on the baby. Again, no judgment. I just want to make sure I talk about all the topics regarding some things that pregnant women may partake in that society deems harmful and unhealthy. So pregnant women don't talk about it, but I'm here to offer you my pregnant truth. Another reason why I'm going to do my third book about the ugly truth of pregnancy, that's what I'm going to call it, the ugly truth of pregnancy, is because I feel like there are no books that offer you a real perspective. They all kind of lie, like I said, and throw sugar and seasoning on it to make it seem better than it is. But don't worry, because you have me to give you the real perspective. All right. We are going to take another break here on Tiara Tuesdays. But don't worry, I will be back with more. Blessing. Rainbow, rainbow. Who's bad at? Rainbow, rainbow. Look at that motherfucker. Rainbow, rainbow. Riding in my Rover, Rover, Rover. Looking at the sky and I see another rainbow. Thinking about my future. Thinking about my future. Hoping that there's gold at the end of the rainbow. Track and I'm shining like a rainbow, riding with my shooter. Look at my little shooter. Ain't talking about my nigga, my bitch pretty than the rainbow. You don't know my struggle. Nah. If you knew my struggle, yeah. You'll say I deserve to shine bright like a rainbow. Walk everywhere freely, I'm a G, let my chain glow. Building a estate around the yard, can't cost them. Riding on the expressway, all I see is rainbows. No even to bless me when I see them rainbows. Know I got some pots of gold, cause I'm a good nigga. Certified hood, did for people so God he ain't forget me. I've been seeing rainbows since the day I left prison. Hater, fuck a thousand, man. I stack them by the 50. White, red caramel. I got some rainbow riding in my Rover, Rover, Rover. Looking at the sky and I see another rainbow. Thinking about my future, thinking about my future. Hoping that there's gold at the end of the rainbow. Dropping it like future. Oh shit, back to back, track for track, and I'm shining like a rainbow. All right, I like that song, Rainbow by Boosie. Offers some positivity to you guys that at the end of a storm comes a rainbow. All right, moving forward here on Tiara Tuesdays with our recap of the season. Another episode which received a myriad of feedback from not just my regular listeners, but a lot of my close friends was episode 9, Toxic versus Nourishing Relationships. In that episode, I really opened up about my own personal romantic relationship and the toxicity which surrounds it. It inspired a lot of my close friends actually to evaluate which category they fit into in my life. It also inspired a lot of other people to clean house and to remove those cancerous cells, which are the toxic people that constantly plague our life and that surround us knowingly or unknowingly. I love hearing that my episodes inspire you to make a great change in your life for your benefit, because we only get one life. And I already told you, you can't. Only one person can fit in the casket, which people really liked that from that episode. Another theme which was really prominent, like I said, in that episode and so far this season was friendship. I have toxic versus nourishing relationships as well. So don't forget to evaluate what kind of friend that they may be. Like, are they a toxic friend? Or are they a nourishing friend? And here is a task you can do to find out. I want you to look at your last 5 text messages. What were the conversations about? Were they positive or were they negative? Then ask yourself, is this a conversation, or rather, is this a relationship that I need to continue in my life? Am I supposed to be participating in this friendship, or do I need to slowly back away? What is a good friend to me? What is a bad friend to me? What are my expectations for a friend, for an affirming friend, for an affirming partner? And some people asked, how do I get the toxic people out of my life? It is so hard. Let me tell you, in this pregnancy, I am down 3 people, a mom, a sister, and a friend, quote unquote, and a friend, because I feel that in pregnancy, boy, do you come up with a lot of epiphanies about your life, which is, you know, I feel like inspired me to really start problem solve, because I had been sitting on it since last November, I'd say, and then I didn't start it until August 1st, but just like problem solved. There are a lot of people that surround us that may be toxic, and we might know that they're toxic, but for some reason, we try to look past the toxicity that is within them to only the good parts. Well, my pregnancy has not allowed me to look past people. It has made me confront a lot of issues head on, like a lot of these relationships that I have, and has caused me to clean house, whether hurtful or not. And I truly believe in God. And when I tell you that, I feel that there are people in your life that you do not want to let go of. But I believe that if it is time for them to exit, God will remove them for you. God will show you something so foul about them that you can't live with them. You just cannot go forward in life living with them, knowing about this. There's no moving forward in that relationship. And then the relationship just ends. And I believe that is God removing the toxic people out of your life, helping you to see. One of my favorite quotes is by Maya Angelou. And it says, if somebody shows you who they are, believe them the first time. My mom told me a lot growing up is that I'm very forgiving, and that is my problem, that I continue to forgive people, continue to look past their flaws. And you see, she's not even around no more. So I wonder how she feels that she's always told me that. All right. Moving forward, some other episodes that were extremely popular this season was episode 3, Interpersonal Relationships, featuring entrepreneur Miss Promise. And another episode was also episode 6, Parenting 101, which featured mother and nail guru Gigi. I really enjoyed both episodes. Episode 3 and episode 6, Interpersonal Relationships and Parenting 101. In my conversation in episode 3 with Miss Promise, people really liked her solution to finding grounding with her mother, that she used the happiness that comes with the holidays to put everything on the table and to improve her relationship with her mother. And like I said, I believe that that could be the solution for me and my mother, but it takes two people to have a relationship. You know, both parties have to be willing to improve the relationship, to lay out all the relationship issues, and to make sure that these issues don't occur again. I had a listener recommend, like I said, that I do the very same with my own mother, but you have to have two people. And sometimes, you kind of have to, like I said, remove the cancerous cells in your life instead of continuing to allow the toxic people to disrupt your life. You have to cut them out of your life, that you can run faster with 100 people who are willing to go, who are shooting, rallying behind you, than you can have one person holding you down like an anchor around your neck. And I feel like my mom, definitely was one of those anchors in my life. Do you guys know that I graduated summa cum laude, top of my class, 3.8 GPA from a university? Before that, I graduated from a community college, 3.8 GPA. And in that college, I received a myriad of scholarships. I mean, scholarships I used to see parts of the world I never thought that I would see. And do you know that my mother, despite my grades, that I was an A and a B grade grubbing student, that she would tell me, like, I couldn't get into Howard. She didn't think I could get into Stanford. She didn't think that I was smart enough to be a lawyer. She would tell my sister, you see Tiara being a lawyer? Because I just don't see it. That's like an anchor weighing you down. God showed me my purpose and my vision. He didn't show it to my mother. She can't see it, and that's not my problem. That is hers. The opinion that people have of your life is none of your business. That's their business. Moving on to episode 6, Parenting 101. Listeners really liked hearing how personal Gigi got in her conversation, how she offered her real perspective, discussing the issues that she had with her own parents, and how that influenced her and motherhood and just the different aspects of parenting that we talked about. That became a really popular episode. Gigi was actually voted one of my guest speakers' favorites. Like, they, out of all the listeners, or all the listeners, out of all the guests that I had, that they liked her the most and that they want her to come back. So I really like that. I believe a huge part of, because this episode was about parenting, but I believe a huge part of parenting revolves around commitment. And you need to be committed to raising a child, that you have to be committed to their safety, to their progress, to their happiness, and to their discipline as well. And I think that people often have a negative connotation around what discipline is. Like, I had a lot of listeners tell me, you know, not to employ the same mechanisms that my mother employed with me and my child. I even had some friends tell me that, oh, your mom is so old-fashioned with her discipline. You know, you can't just be whooping your child's ass in 2021. But actually, you can. You just can't leave a mark or a bruise. And obviously, you don't want to beat them to death, but beat some sense into them. I think that discipline is necessary, and it is necessary to teach that young to a child so that they will grow with discipline. When you let your child jump around people's house, jump all over their furniture, throw food on the floor, eat cookies and ice cream at 8 a.m., run around the store, Victoria's Secret, Nordstrom's, just run around being wild. When you let them live without discipline, they will grow up to have discipline and authoritative issues. Because you're not going to be the only person in your child's life. They have to go to school. They'll eventually have to go to work. And so discipline is necessary to teach children young. And as a parent, you have to be committed to all these aspects of parenting. That you can't just be their friend. That it may be hard to discipline your child because maybe you're a single mother, you know, or maybe you feel bad that your child is acting out in this way because, or maybe you were also a mischievous child. So you have, like, you know, sympathy for why they may act like this. Whatever your reason, stop it. Discipline is necessary in parenting because other people have to be around your parenting, and it looks really bad on you as a parent if you do not discipline your child well. And you must have discipline within yourself. Are you disciplined within your goals? Are you disciplined? Are you on track? Are you doing what you're supposed to be doing? Are you taking action today? I believe parents should commit themselves to discipline and to commitment. And having children, it's a big commitment. But anyways, we're going to take a break on that note.
TikTok. They don't like me, but I'm big in that group talk. Bitches really be some fans in that group talk. Now side, we in this bitch. No, I ain't a crib, but double season this bitch. Big blood. Everybody eating my clique. Got bars, hope they don't ID in this bitch. I'm T-up. I was tore down. Niggas shit it on me. Know they pissed them up now. No job, no car, no house. Niggas act like bitches and they getting slut out. So fresh, write me down like I'm boozy. Bougie bitch, but I dress like a hoochie. Got niggas in them DMs looking goofy. Tryna be face first in a coochie. I'm Percy, bitch flawless. Block his number, he gon' find a way to call it. Email, DM, no caller. Cut him off and now he acting like a stalker. I'm perfect, don't you see it? Too hard, I just make it look easy. I would stop it, but these hating hoes need me. Why they watching when they really hate to see it? Ayy, you hoes stay in my mix like I raised y'all. Fake page at the fake page, I should pay y'all. You hoes got too much time, need a day job. I should hire some of you bitches just to lay off. I'm not really friendly, I don't kiki. Link up, I don't want friends, bitches sneaky. Eat till a bitch shaking and she leaky. First he was acting stiff with me, now he clingy. I'm mean, but I'm worth it. He can't be my hoe if he don't blow me like a circus. I'm her, he can't find a better person. Ain't no other bitch like me, I know he hurt.
That is Ken the Man. You guys know that I love her. That she is an up-and-coming artist from Atlanta. And I love featuring her here on this show. And I cannot wait for her to blow up. I'm manifesting that for her. Okay, welcome back to Tiara Tuesdays, the mid-season finale. We are halfway through the show here, and we've been just doing a recap of some of the controversial issues that we've talked about this season, and we, as in the guests that I've had, some of the issues that I've talked about, like the mother and daughter dynamic, different aspects of parenting and motherhood. Moving forward, remember that I have started my weekly love. And this week, I'm loving on myself, not in a narcissistic way, but I am so attracted to my mind and my willingness to persevere. It's just so attractive to me that I've never met anybody like myself, and that I'm just so in love with myself. And it's not wrong. Every day you wake up and every night before you go to sleep, I want you to look in the mirror and remind yourself of all the great qualities that you possess, that you love yourself, that you're great, that you're so attracted to yourself in your mind. Affirming and having this kind of self-love is really good for improving your self-esteem and valuing yourself. And did you know that the first 15 minutes of your day and the last 15 minutes before you go to sleep set the tone for the mindset that you are going to have for either that day or while you're sleeping? Use this time to affirm what is yours. People have really liked my I am affirmations this season. So much that I've added them at the end of my shows because people really like the affirming, the positivity, the manifestation. And let me just tell you that recently I had went to lunch with someone that I had known since 6th or 7th grade, I'd say. But I hadn't seen them since about 10th or 11th grade year, just because life moved me all around being in foster care. And then I left shortly, getting into 5 different colleges. I chose UNLV, left shortly after I finished my first degree. But anyway, seeing this woman, she has a 1-year-old, non-pregnant. It was really great to have her ask me about like the come up. Because it was no secret in middle school and high school that my mother was piss poor, that there was issues within my household that were atypical from coming from Alameda. It's just very Caucasian and just a very different lifestyle level of parenting, almost farm to table like my man came from, you know. So it was just such a positive experience for me to have someone ask me, like, how did you turn it around? Like, how did you change? Like, you know, you just seem so lost and just like you really struggled and had that troubling family dynamic. And it was like, dude, education. That is how I turned it around. I used education as a tool. And since then, I've evolved in so many different ways as far as my writing, my speaking, and owning my own business. And that if you would have told me in 7th grade that I would be working on a 3-book deal that I'm going to get $500,000 on, I'm manifesting that for myself, that I'm going to be a motivational speaker touring the world and speaking at different conferences, motivating young girls like myself that feel parentless, that grew up without a father, that has a tumultuous relationship with her mother, but has the desire and the passion to be successful, something I've just never seen, like, that I have in me, I've never seen in anyone else. That if you would have told me all that, that I would have made it today, that I would be here encouraging you, and that I would be the person that my friends call when they need to get motivated. And when they're feeling depressed, I would not have believed you. I did not see my life past 18. I was just so troubled and lost. But that I got out of that, and that you can get out of that. And education was the tool in which I used to get out of that. So that was really powerful for me. So many things will be happening on this winter break that I'm doing my mid-season break on, such as the holidays are fastly approaching. We have Halloween. Don't forget to check out my episode, which was one of my most popular episodes of season 1. the Halloween 2020 tips, just to kind of encourage people on things that they can do if they don't want to go trick-or-treating, or if trick-or-treating is banned in their state, then they can have their own Halloween parties, they can have haunted houses, they can have costume contests, they can sit around all day and watch their favorite Halloween movies. I love that the Michael Myers movies are on AMC, all of them, because I'm not really a fan of remakes. I like the originals, so still scares the pants off me, the 1980s version. And people really like that. And actually, did you know that it's been a year since I first recorded TR Tuesdays, that I have done over 40 episodes? And I started actually last September doing this podcasting. And if you have been listening from the beginning, like I said, you can really see the evolution, how my first episode started off at 7 or 8 minutes, and then they progressed. And now I have like a whole little guide for you, you know, where we introduce, we have our music breaks, we have our Today in Black History, our weekly love, our affirmations, our topic of the day, our guest speakers. I mean, it's so exciting to see the growth in a year. So I just can't wait to see what TR Tuesdays will be looking like next year. This time last year, I was also on the road moving to Seattle. And although I hated Seattle, it brought me two great things, which is my baby Elizabeth and my business problem solved. It gave me that idea. It was born there. It was like, yeah, my business and my baby were both conceived in Seattle. I like that. Also, what's coming up while I'll be gone is I will be birthing Elizabeth. So I can't wait to bring you the birthing experience chronicles, because, you know, everybody loves my pregnancy chronicles, or people really like my stripper chronicles. And don't worry, listeners, I didn't forget. I will bring back the stripper chronicles, because that's what book two will be about. It'll be about conversations, experiences you just would never even think, or maybe you would think of, you know, but it's going to be even funnier listening for me. So yes, I will be having Elizabeth, and I will be back with her. That'll be my permanent guest of TR Tuesdays, is Elizabeth. Also, Thanksgiving is gonna be coming up as well. Don't forget to give gratitude, and not just only on Thanksgiving, but be grateful all the time. The week before, I recorded my I Am Grateful affirmations, and just how they were tailored to me. But I told you guys, you can modify them to your own wills and purposes and desires. It's really great to be grateful every day, not just around the holidays or on Thanksgiving. And don't forget to listen to my episode, The True Meaning of Christmas, that I did last season when everybody was struggling and people were like, oh, I can't give my family a gift because I don't have any money. And just don't forget that it's still not about gifts. It's about quality time, spending time with one another. And then the new year will come. Don't just set new goals for the new year, that you can start any day making new changes to yourself, that you can start being the change that you want to see. So, all right, we're going to take a break, and then I will be closing out TR Tuesdays with my affirmations right after this. Welcome back to the mid-season finale of TR Tuesdays. I hope you have been enjoying the recap of the conversations and the topics that I have discussed. Don't forget to message me on Instagram or comment on Apple Podcasts. On Instagram, all you have to do is type in TRL Christopher. On Apple Podcasts, I'm just under TR Christopher. And do not forget to donate to your girl. Remember, you can donate as little as a dollar. All you have to do is go to anchor.fm/TR92. All right. So, of course, don't forget, if you're looking for a handyman or an electrician, problem solved here. serves Clark County, and we just expanded to Arizona. So don't forget to tell your friends all about that. Also, do not let my ratings go down, guys. Please continue to listen and stream your favorite episodes. And if you're just joining TR Tuesdays, then you have more than 40 episodes to catch up on. So why don't you go to season one, episode one, A COVID-19 Perspective, and follow my progress. That would be so exciting to me. I'm on everything that you listen to your podcast on, Spotify, Breaker, Overcast, Anchor, and so much more. So we're going to do our weekly message, and then we will be doing our affirmations. So today's weekly message will be a video from Les Brown, because we know that I love me some Les Brown.
That it's necessary for us to begin to look at the future and know that it's possible that we can have our dream. Yes, it is. Other people have done it. Then we can do it. We fail a lot of times. Well, a lot of other folks fail. And eventually they came back and they succeeded. So it's possible we can have what we want. And we know that we want to get it. It's necessary that we align ourselves with people that think like we do. It's necessary we get negative, do-nothing people out of our lives. It's necessary we never stop learning and growing and developing ourselves. It's necessary that we never give up. We know that it's you, it's me. It's being responsible for our stuff and deciding that we're going to keep on keeping on, that we're going to find a way to win or find a way to make it happen. And we know it's hard. It's not going to be a picnic. Yes, it's hard. It's hard. And we will do it hard. And once we do it hard and we go through it, we realize it was worth it.
Yes, it is worth it. It is worth pursuing your dreams. Do not give up on yourself. Reaching your goals, working towards your goals, it's hard. It is. It's not easy, but it's necessary for you. Just think about if you procrastinate on your goals, that next year you'll be in the same spot feeling bad that you didn't take initiative while you had the time, feeling bad that you didn't work on your goals when you had the time. And now you're just a year later and a dollar short. Is that what they say? All right, let's begin our affirmations. Today's affirmations are to remind you of all the positive things that we have been affirming in our life all season. Reminding ourselves with I am every day affirms what we want and will get in the universe. The statement I am helps us attract what is ours. Let's begin. I am important. I am more than enough. I am affirming what's mine in the universe. I have the power to change my story. I can do anything. I am focused. I am disciplined. I am taking action today. I am confident. I deserve to be well compensated for my talents, skills, and abilities. I am successful. I am prominent. I am wealthy. I am secure. I love myself. I thank myself for taking this time to focus on an abundant and positive mindset. Hatred paralyzes life. Love releases it. Hatred confuses life. Love harmonizes it. Hatred darkens life. Love illuminates it. Martin Luther King Jr.